بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, continuing the discussion with regard to the munafiqeen. First, we had discussed that they were hypocrites, munafiqeen, who were within the city. They were coming to Masjid al-Nabawi with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and outwardly they looked to be part of the group of Muslims, but their nifaq, the hypocrisy, was evident and it was easy to make out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that likewise amongst the Bedouins, there also there were people with hypocrisy, some of them who did not have true iman, and again their hypocrisy was also evident, easy to make out. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that from both groups, those within the city and those on the outskirts, the Bedouins, there are certain of these hypocrites who have, so to say, mastered the art of hypocrisy, and they have persisted to such an extent that they have concealed and hidden the hypocrisy, and you do not know that these people are hypocrites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that even though Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that point in time did not know all of these hypocrites by name, and at times Allah would reveal some of them to him, but they still will not get away with their hypocrisy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. Allah will punish them. So Allah mentions, وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ, that from amongst those who live around you on the outskirts, the Bedouins, as well as from the people within Medina Munawwara, they are such hypocrites who مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ, who have persisted, who have reached the heights of hypocrisy. لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ, Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you do not know of them. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ, but this doesn't matter because we know of them. And then Allah mentions, سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ, we will punish them twice and then they will be sent back to an even greater punishment in the akhirah. So what is meant by we will punish them twice? Mufti Shafi Saab rahimahullah has mentioned in Ma'arif al-Quran, we will punish them twice. On one hand, the normal punishment that comes to a disbeliever, Allah at times makes his life constricted, constrained, he goes through difficulty, although he might have outward means, but he does not lead a life of true contentment and happiness. So that is the one adab, one punishment. And the second punishment that comes to these munafiqeen in this world is that they live in constant fear and worry that their nifaq should not be exposed. So on one hand, they are concealing and hiding, they're leading a double life, but they're not enjoying this double life because at every step of the way they are worried, they're concerned, and particularly in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that fear was always at the back of their mind that maybe some wahi will come down, some surah will be revealed, Jibreel alayhi salam would come, and our hypocrisy would then be exposed, and then everybody would find out, and our honor and everything else will go away. So this is a double punishment for them. One is the difficulty that they will go through, through the normal punishment, adab that Allah sends to them. And the other is the adab or the punishment of living in constant fear that your double life should not be exposed. And then Mufassirin mentioned under this very same verse that the same type of double punishment afflicts those who are involved in sin in this world, and they hide and conceal their sin. And the person is continuously at fear of being caught out, of being found out. Like a person, Allah protect, is having some affair behind his wife's back, and he is constantly worried. On one hand, he thinks that he's enjoying himself and he's getting away with it, but that fear is always there. If I get caught, what will happen to me? My wife will find out, society will find out, and then my izzat and my honor will go away. So this is not life, this is not enjoyment, even though he thinks that he is enjoying himself. This is a double punishment that comes to the person. And then Allah says, يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ, they will still be sent back to a greater punishment, which is the punishment of the akhirah. So this is with regard to these munafiqeen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse the incident of Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu, who was a sincere sahabi, but he had made a mistake on one occasion. A lengthy incident, very quickly we'll mention. In the fifth year after hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had returned from the battle of Khandaq, of the trench. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to him and he asks, O Nabi of Allah, Have you and your companions already taken off your armor? Nabi alayhi salam replies in the affirmative. He then says to him that the mara'ika that were with you in Khandaq, we have not taken off our armor. And there is another expedition that you need to go on, and we will come with you. So don your armor once again. And then he instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to proceed to the Banu Qurayza. They were a tribe, a Jewish tribe, living close to Medina Munawwara. And there was a peace treaty between them and the Muslims. And they had defaulted against this treaty. They had broken the treaty when they had joined the Quraysh army against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So they had defaulted against the treaty, and now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to lay siege to them. The siege lasts for 25 days. And in that time, they try to come to some agreement. Nevertheless, cutting a long story short, the Banu Qurayza then asked for Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu to be a mediator. He was a Sahabi, but they had some good, they were on good terms with him. So they asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to send Abu Lubaba to them radiallahu anhu. And they will then speak to him, and he can bring the message back. When Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu comes to them, then they ask him his mashwara, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants us to surrender, and do you feel we should surrender? If we don't surrender, what will happen to us? So Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu takes his finger, and he moves it across his neck, indicating to them that if you don't surrender, then this is your fate. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to launch an attack against you, and you will lose your lives. By doing this, he now gave away the plan that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had. And the moment he did this, he realized that I should not have done this. This is as though I betrayed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he comes rushing back to Masjid al-Nabawi, and he ties himself up to a pillar in the masjid, and he says that I will not untie myself until and unless Allah does not forgive me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hears of this, and he says, Abu Lubaba should have just come to me and asked me for forgiveness. I would have made dua for him. But since he has done this, he must now wait for Allah to send down some wahi. So he waits for some period of time, and then this verse is revealed. وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيَّا. Allah says that there are other people who are not hypocrites, who acknowledge their wrongdoing, and they have now mixed or joined to their good deeds some evil deed. Asallahu an yatuba alayhim. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them, will accept their tawbah. Inna Allah ghafoorun raheem. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. This verse is revealed, and Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu is then allowed to untie himself, and he is now forgiven in the Quran. This very same pillar is currently found in Masjid al-Nabawi. When a person goes for his rawda booking, and he is standing in the rawda, and the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to his left, he's facing the qibla, then we see there are various pillars in the old masjid, and on each of these pillars, if a person looks towards the top, he'll find some inscription. Ustuwana, this is the pillar of wufud, delegations that would come. This is the pillar of hirasa, where the guards would stand and guard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And amongst these pillars is Ustuwana Abi Lubaba, the pillar of Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu, in that exact same spot. Of course, now the pillar has been redone or whatever it is, but in that exact same spot the original pillar was, where he had tied himself and then secured the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.